I'm Phil Bauer, and I'm going to talk about an experiment we've been doing for the last since 2004. I'm going to talk about two of the 3 years of the experiment because we had drought 1 year. But basically what we're looking at is using summer legumes in rotation as a nitrogen source for cotton. I don't have to tell this crowd the reason we need to look for alternative nitrogen sources. As the energy prices have gone up, nitrogen fertilizer costs have gone up. This is just the price of anhydrous ammonia, dollars per ton for the last few years, and you can see it climbing with the price of gas. Well, in the Southeast, of course, we've done a lot of work with cover crops, especially winter crops, because we have a long growing season here where we can grow legume cover crops. But we have a few months in some rotations where we can put summer legumes here in July and August, where we have plenty of heat units and plenty of water to grow that summer legume. And then if we consider summer legumes as opposed to winter legumes, with the summer legumes, we get nature to kill the crop for us in the fall with the freeze, so we don't have the trouble and expense of killing a winter legume before planting your cash crop in the spring. And the trouble being, you don't have to worry about the summer legume or the winter legume drying out the soil, timing it right, and all that. Well, Wayne Reeves, back in the early 90s, started working with Crotalaria juncea, or sun hemp. He brought it up. They're growing it quite a bit in Paraguay and Uruguay. This is just a shot of some young seedlings, and here's some just before frost. It grows big, it grows fast. Kip Balcom, who just spoke, and Wayne just published a paper a couple years ago where they said if they use it in a rotation with corn, they can get 50 pounds of N per acre from the sun hemp or the Crotalaria juncea. Harry Schomburg just published a paper last year showing that if he planted this stuff in April and May, he can grow up to 250 pounds of nitrogen per acre with this species. And thought it was an excellent crop in rotation with summer vegetables. So what we wanted to do was just see if we can use it for a cotton crop. And so our objectives were to compare summer legumes, and we compared this Crotalaria juncea to cowpeas, which is a typical crop for us in the Southeast, for biomass and nitrogen accumulation. We did monitor soil land through the winter, following the winter kill, the freezing of the summer legumes. We measured soil land at right at kill in midwinter, and then at cotton planting the following year. And then finally, of course, what we wanted to see was, is that nitrogen going to be available for a succeeding cotton crop? So we did this study for 3 years. Of course, the legumes were planted the summer before, and then the cotton was planted in 2005, 2006, and 2007. We looked at Crotalaria juncea, cowpeas, and had a winter fallow treatment. And then we put four rates of nitrogen to the cotton, 0 to 120 pounds of N per acre, and that was all applied at planting. It was a split plot design with the summer cover, summer legume as the main plots and the nitrogen rates as the subplots. And we had 850-foot long cotton rows in the first 2 years in the study and only four rows in the third year of the study. And to avoid any excessive problems with too much growth from too much nitrogen, we used a more determinate variety, 449. Okay, we measured biomass and total combustible N of the legumes at about 1, 2, and 3 months after planting. We planted them in late July each year, so September 1st, October 1st, and November 1st, and about November 1st was when they died due to frost. So that's when we took those numbers, and then we took As I said, we took soil TCN. For the cotton crop, the data I'm going to talk about today, we took leaf nitrogen content three times during the season, and I'm going to talk about our seed cotton yields. We had to move this study around. Obviously, you can't do it on the same field. So in the first year of the study, we had it on a very productive soil in Noboko loamy sand. That's one of our best coastal plain soils for productivity. And to prepare the crop, prepare for this experiment, in 2003 we grew corn without any N, and to try to deplete the site. 2005, 2006, we had a Goldsboro loamy, we put it on a Goldsboro loamy sand, where the winter before we planted the summer legumes, we planted wheat without any nitrogen, harvested the wheat. And then the third year of the study, we put this experiment on a Bono sand, partly because, you know, summer cover crops have to improve our worst soils, or cover crops in general. We need the most improvement on these soils if we're going to use cover crops. So we stuck it on here to see how it would do. Again, we prepared the field with wheat with no N. These are our rainfall patterns for the time from when we planted the cover crop until the first freeze. And you can see in 2005, we basically did what we tell farmers not to do. We dusted in the seeds because it was so dry. And then we got very little rain and we got very little summer legume. Problem if you're going to grow your own nitrogen is if you're depending on rainfall. 2006 and in 2004 we had better weather patterns, quite a bit of rain in 2004. So basically the data I'm going to talk about for the cotton yields, we basically got no legumes here, so I'm not even going to talk about this data. I'm going to talk about the 2004-2006 legume data. Here's just a shot of the plots about 1 month after planting in 2004. Here's the Crotalaria gentia. Man, the stuff just took off and grew fast. But even the cowpeas looked really good at a month after planting. Here's the same side-by-side shot in 2006. They look good. Again, this was the heavy soil, and this was the lighter soil. And the soil type differences and the rainfall patterns sure made a difference. Here's a shot in 2004, nice green lush plants, quite big. In 2006, on the lighter soil with less rain, smaller plants and less total biomass. And this is a biomass data from 2004 and 2006 at 1, 2, and 3 months after planting. And you can see that in 2004, the Crotalaria gentia was a little bit bigger than the cowpeas at 1 month after planting. Much, much bigger at 2 months. And at 3 months, I think what we had with the cowpeas, this is a little heavier soil, and we had a disease come in and wipe it out. So we had basically no biomass left with the cowpeas. But we got 5 tons of biomass in 3 months. With his Crotalaria gentia on this field. 2006 on the lighter soil with less rain. We had no difference between the cowpeas and the sun hemp at any harvest date. I didn't point out to it, but basically we had almost no rain in October, so there was really no growth going on in October of that year for either of these two. Here's the nitrogen data in the cover crop. Again, a month after planting, we get 50 pounds in 2004 with good weather, 50 pounds of N in the biomass. 2 months after planting, we're up to 130 pounds with the Crotalaria gentia. And by 3 months after planting, we had 182 pounds of nitrogen in that sun hemp. 2006, very similar story, except for it didn't grow as good, of course. But by 2 months after planting, we had around 100 pounds of nitrogen for both summer legumes. And we lost leaves and the like with the drought, and that's why nitrogen fell in the residues. This is a soil TCN data. I haven't done the nitrates yet. That's the next step in this experiment. But we took soil in foot increments down to 3 feet, and basically we didn't find any difference in 2004 at Winterkill in soil nitrogen between the Juncea, the cowpeas, or the fallow, either when the cover crop was tilled or when cotton was planted. And similarly in 2006, again, no differences in soil TCN. This stuff did last quite a long time, though. Here's a shot from this summer on June 22nd. And you can see the Crotalaria juncea where we didn't have tractor tires. We still have a pretty decent residue cover where we no-tilled the cotton. Where the tractor tires went, beat it up a little bit and was able to decompose pretty faster. We had some residues from the cowpeas similar. And I'll just show you the amount of winter weeds we had was very few on this sandy soil. And in 2005, where we had the 5 tons of residues, we still have quite a few residues left at cotton harvest in 2005. Here's the rainfall during the cotton growing season for 2005-2007. Again, this was the better soil and a pretty decent rainfall year. 2007 was dry. We had a lot of hot weather in August, which really hurt yields too. And then again, this was the drier soil. Here's the leaf end contents for 3 dates in 2005. This is 42 days after planting, 57 days after planting, and 78 days after planting. Early, just after first squaring, still not a whole lot of difference. Maybe at these high end rates, a little difference between the legumes and the fallow plot for leaf nitrogen. They split out a little bit 2 weeks later with the legumes being slightly higher at these low end rates. And then 3 weeks later, they were still a little bit higher, but these are getting down pretty low. In 2007, with less biomass, less N from the legumes, really no difference at any sampling date. A little bit of difference here, but this still wasn't significant. And these are seed cotton yields following the legumes. And this data is 2005. Here's our fallow line increased with increasing nitrogen rates. With the sun hemp or the Crotalaria juncea, we did have a little bit higher yields with no nitrogen here at the 0 and the 40-pound rates. Obviously nothing out here. 2007 was our drought year, and basically as you increase nitrogen, yields actually went down, but there was no difference between these three treatments. So to sum up, we're growing an awful lot of nitrogen, it seems to me, in the summertime. That's not going to be available to cotton. So we need a different scheme, whether we grow a cover crop also in the winter to trap some of that nitrogen. But we did get substantial biomass in N. Results for year and soil specific as we'd expect. And as I started saying, simply growing these summer legumes as an end source does not appear to be a good management strategy for cotton. That's an awful lot of nitrogen we're growing that we're not getting back.